It is the Friday show, and I've got a full room for you to get you through the weekend. Absolutely delighted by this. I've got Adam Melia, Adam Smith. These two Adams have sat together. That's what they say, birds of an Adam. We've got Dan Austin. We have Paul Dehaney in his pomp, ladies and gentlemen. It was crazy when he walked into the office bollocko before. We've made him put kecks on. And we've got Andy McCann. We will start off, though, talking about Tottenham, and it is one of, and it might seem trite to say it, Paul, but it is one of the biggest nights in Tottenham's history. What a fantastic result.
Yeah, I actually thought that before the game, I couldn't think of a game that filled me with such excitement. Even when we played Real Madrid in the quarterfinals under Harry Redknapp, I never actually thought we had a chance because we had Gareth Bale and we had Modric. There's some good players, Crouch, you know, but I never thought we had the quality to ever, even if we got through that, you know, I couldn't see us winning it. Whereas this year, I think even we would have been talking the last two programmes before the Dortmund game, we just had a feeling that out of the league and the Champions League, Spurs is kind of unknown quantity against certain teams could be in their benefit. And it kind of worked out that way in Dortmund, you know. But last night, yeah, City, what can you say? They did play well. You can't say they didn't play well. But I think because of the first leg, it was so important with that non-away goal. We always had a chance in the second leg because that having that insecurity that a team, even if a two-goal lead, 4-2 up they were, there's still that insecurity that one goal puts them out. And I think having that throughout the game, although we didn't play well, we was always a threat on the break. So, yeah.
It felt like a real reward, even though it's not a trophy itself, but you could also see what it meant to the whole squad and setup. Partially, I think, because of the nature of the end of the game, but just also in general, you know, the manager right in amongst with his squad, right in front of the support. It's all the obvious hits, but they mean it. You can say it's the obvious hits, but they mean it. That was a team that was in absolute full-on celebration mode. That shows a togetherness and now a forged experience of having done this.
Yeah, I think that Pochettino put it right when he said, you know, you're going to have to like put it on the line and you're going to have to go through pain basically to win this game. It's going to hurt. But if you put it in, you will get it out. And I think that for pure guts and determination over the two legs, as well as, you know, skill when we needed it, good finishing when we needed it, I think we just about deserved that. I don't think City were great yesterday, but they are a team that, I think I said it the week before, that can kill you with three goals in like literally 5 minutes. You know, they are that sort of team. But I don't think they actually got going. They weren't as fluid as they normally are. Didn't see much of David Silva. Aguero was quiet until he scored the goal. I think De Bruyne was outstanding. He's probably the best player on the pitch. And Sterling was great as well. But, you know, it was a bit patchy, wasn't it?